Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, working on your financial freedom. Today is Tell Del Tuesday, and with us today is an individual out of Dallas, Texas, that I think has taken an interesting approach to retiring himself through real estate investing. And so, since it is such a diversified approach, I want to get it straight from his mouth. So welcome to the show today, Jack Hildinger. Jack, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Del.
So let's talk about where you came from and how you got into this. It is an interesting story, reading your story here. Also, it's an interesting personality type. You're not the doctor, lawyer, engineer type. You're the, hey, you know, I own a plant store type of guy. Which is, I'm not putting it down. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying it's an interesting, you know, you did your own thing kind of person. And I always like those I did my own thing kind of persons. So tell me about yourself and maybe your wife, if she's involved in that. You know, how did you guys get together and how did you start this plant business thing?
Well, we met in horticulture school at Oklahoma State University. And we both have a degree in commercial floriculture production. We should be running nurseries. That's what we were trained to do. But you can't make any money at that. So I became a salesman to those nurseries. And I did that for 35 years. And I made good money, worked hard, made a lot of friends, did well for the family. My wife ended up owning a garden center. And that's where we were when we first encountered real estate.
Now, was that way back in 2013 or even previous to that?
2013. We had a touch with real estate 30 years ago, and it was a disaster, and it was bad, and I don't even want to talk about that unless you do. But it involved pit bulls and tenants and police reports, and it was a disaster. So we stayed away from real estate investing for 30 years, 25 years?
Yeah, taxes, tenants, toilets, and pit bulls. There you go.
That's right.
Moving on. We don't need to go there. Everybody's got that story until they learn how to do it right. So let's talk about what brought you back to us. What made you decide? I mean, there you are. You've got your business, her business. You got your job, and you're doing well. What made you decide to go ahead and make that first move? And I think the first move was turning your personal residence into a rental, was it not? Or am I getting that wrong?
Well, that was our second move. Our first move was to sell the personal residence that we lived in for 17 years, which had a lot of equity. And we bought a smaller house. We downsized. And then 2 years later, we turned that second residence into a rental. So we kind of did a two-step move because we were all in.
Well, that's interesting. Now, share with me why you use the personal residence hopping approach? I knew that was in there somewhere.
We were looking for capital, Dell. We wanted to invest more money faster than we could attain it. And we didn't know the lifestyles model. We didn't know about hard money and that two-step approach to buying a really beat-down property and rehabbing it and then refinancing the capital out. So we didn't have that knowledge. That's one of the things we learned when we came to lifestyles. So we had to come up with 25 and then later 20% down on each property we bought, and that was the headwind. So we were looking for capital. I made a lot of money. My wife made a lot of money. But, that was a tough way to finance property acquisitions.
So when you decided to go through the personal residence approach, did you use the personal residence financing to get you lower down payments as opposed to the other kind? In other words, 5% down on a loan as a personal residence compared to the 20-25%. Did you use that?
We did not. At that point, we did not, because we weren't sophisticated enough to know that. In fact, when we sold our first primary residence, we had to move fast because the property was desirable and it sold. And we had to come up with a place to live. So we ended up buying a house cash, and then 1 year later we financed out and took all our capital out of it. And that's why, if you look at the timeline, that's why 2015 is empty of investment. We were waiting to move.
Okay.
And get our capital out.
You've got in here all over there ADU. What does that stand
yes.
for?
That is the city's designation for what we would call a mother-in-law suite. It's called an auxiliary dwelling unit. It's a code-compliant way of the city allowing affordable housing to be created in the city. So if your zoning allows for an ADU, you can get a permit, and we do, and you can build or remodel an auxiliary dwelling unit and create a second rental unit on the same property.
So did is that you did that to one of the houses you were living in?
No, we did that first to our first acquisition. Had a 2.5 car detached garage, and in 2014 that became a 2-bedroom apartment that rented for, in those days, $1,100. And then suddenly we had a 2-bedroom apartment that added on to the cash flow.
Now, was this all in Dallas?
This is in Denton, the city of Denton, but these codes are widespread. This is a code that Denton did not give birth to. They adopted it. It's an international code that allows this to be done.
All right. So that got you, you were at how many units at that point?
At the point where we refinanced out of our second personal house, at that point we had 1, 2, 3, 4, we had 5 units at that point.
Okay.
And 2 of them were ADUs.
So 2016 added 6 doors, 4 plus 2 ADUs. What was that?
We bought 4 properties and we built 2 ADUs in association with those properties. One of them is a 2-bedroom apartment over a 3-car garage, and one of them is a single bedroom apartment in the backyard that was previously a woodworking shop, and we remodeled it, made it a wonderful, beautiful, nice apartment.
So did that bring you then, is that 4 plus 2 is 6, and then you had the 5 before, is that 11?
Yes, and then we added 2 more, we ultimately ended up with 14 doors of single family rentals, including the ADUs.
Okay, 14 total single family. Now, that shows all that going on through 2018, is that right?
Correct.
All right, so 2013, 2018, you were approaching this for 5 years in this manner of what I would call slow, progressive growth. When did you run into
Correct.
Lifestyles Unlimited?
I had been listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited show prior to buying my first property, but I just didn't, you know, I'm like everyone else. I hear it, and I listen, and I absorb it, and I didn't believe. I just didn't have the time in my personal life to step out. And then in 2015, I began calling in and talking to the host of the show at that time. And I talked to my wife. I said, we've got to go down there, and we've got to join with these people because they can teach us things that we don't know, and we need to know those things. And so in 2016, we went down and we joined, did the Financial Freedom Program and met David Fisher, and he turned on a lot of light bulbs for us.
Yeah, I could see. In fact, when I was reading your resume, I was kind of in my mind paralleling it to David Fisher's kind of I'll do whatever falls in front of me, just let me take it on type of approach. All right, we're going to take a short break. Be right back with Jack Hildinger and Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Retiring America, one person at a time. This is the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Now, more unconventional wisdom from your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jack Hildinger, and out of Dallas, Texas. And Jack has started his real estate venture off on his own, working through the system as best he could with his own ideas and listening to ideas on the radio and probably looking stuff up on the internet and stuff. And then he decided to finally step into Lifestyles and take some classes. So, Jack, when you came to the two-day, what I'm interested in hearing is, all right, you've already got a lot of experience under your belt. You got 11 units, I think, or something at that time. What did you hear that changed everything? I mean, you know, there's always, whenever there's growth, there's that aha moment. You go, that's the piece or pieces that was missing. What did you get out of this thing?
The first thing that struck me was the concept of return on net worth. I had calculated my net worth on a financial report for the bank for lending, but I didn't see that as a metric so I could evaluate my performance overall. And David presented the concept of return on net worth. And when I calculated, I said, "Hey, I'm doing pretty good at this, but maybe that's something I should be measuring every month, every quarter, and see how we're doing, and then how can I work to improve that return, because that's what's going to make a guy wealthy, is the return on your net worth, the money you make on your money when you're sleeping, essentially."
When those wheels started spinning around that concept, what did you see as changes you could make that would improve that metric?
Well, the first thing we did is we, along with the tools that we learned from Lifestyles is we began doing our own tenant screening and bringing our own tenants in. We had previously relied on a realtor to do that. Now, he wasn't managing the property, but he was bringing in all our tenants, and we were paying a commission on that. But it created a barrier. It created a lack of knowledge of what was coming into our properties, and it was a lack of control. So the screening tools that David was able to present to us gave us the confidence to take that on ourselves. Did it add dollars to the bottom line? Yes. But it really gave us a different grade of tenant, a different grade of, you know, we almost consider them a client. And so that really changed our life as far as the work on properties and the workflow and the quality of who stayed and who we didn't let stay. It was a big change.
I would be willing to say that was the number one reason I became massively successful in real estate to start with, was because I had started out managing a finance company as a young kid. So my whole thing was about screening people, about whether you should let them have access to your asset or not, you know? So that's a good point. What else did you pick up, or did your wife pick up? What other things did you walk away going like, okay, wow, you know, there's one I didn't think of?
Well, you know, David has the concept of the purple Martian, the guy that shows up with cash. He's like, hey, I'll pay the deposit. I need to move right now. Pay the deposit in 3 months of rent. I mean, that before we'd been presented those type of tenants through a realtor, and we had taken one or two. They never turned out to be a good thing. Now we understood why.
Okay, that's
so that was a good one. That was a big deal.
You know why I call them purple Martians?
What?
Because that's about the only thing that won't get you sued. You know, just,
okay.
Just no other way to just, you know, how do you describe them? And the second reason is because they come in all shapes and sizes and colors and religions and nationalities and sexes and you know, marital relationships and everything else. There's just
you
a
bet.
Set of people out there that you know go, you know, the way this person treated me in this transaction, they cannot be from Earth. They have no moral character, right? No social graces whatsoever. They just cannot have been brought up on this earth. They have to have been brought up somewhere else. And that's what the term
is. We really didn't care about the credit score. We cared about the credit history and how they treated the people they owed money to. Because we assumed, we expected, they would treat us the same way.
Yeah, absolutely. I always call it the bad landlord disease. Yeah, my last landlord, the reason I didn't pay him is because he was this and he was that. And I said, oh, man, that's terrible. So what do you mean? I said, well, that means you've got the disease. What disease is that? Bad landlord disease. And I hear that's contagious.
I don't want to catch it.
I don't want to catch it. So sorry. I can't take you on. Oh, that's all good old stuff to me, man. I love that. So here you are. You've worked through this. You've got some new ideas. And all these ideas seem to be about what you're already doing. Were there any new ideas that made you think maybe we should change our approach?
Well, we had focused primarily on cash flow. We expected there would be appreciation over the years, and we knew that we were paying down our mortgage, but we didn't have much concept of capturing equity on purchase. We just didn't understand that. We did understand the tax advantage, but we had maybe 3.5 of the 5 ways of making money on single family that we were pretty good at. And now we do 5, and it's a much more successful model.
So that's going to elevate your speed of growth, correct?
Yes, yes.
So let's talk about what you did from that period of time, because now you're talking about 2018 to 2020 before COVID hit. That's 2 more years. What did you accomplish between 2018 and 2020?
We decided that we should take a step back from this active, aggressive management, rehabilitation, acquisition style, and we should take a second look at the multifamily. The multifamily had kind of not appealed to us. We just didn't feel comfortable with it. You know, whatever you want to say, fill in the blank. We didn't like the idea of it. We weren't comfortable with the idea of it. And yet, as we met more and more people, we got acquaintances and friends, deep, close friends with the lifestyle folks that were involved in passive investing and even lead investing. And we saw that that was a business model we should be involved with. And so in 2019, we sold that house that we had purchased, lived in, and rented. We sold that house, and we took that money, we invested it in multifamily. We joined the preferred group, invested in multifamily, and then I had a heart attack.
Mm.
And that just confirmed we were on the right path. We needed to ease up and change our life and live the lifestyle, and that's where we've been headed ever since.
Yeah, now that was in 2019 or 2020 you had the heart attack?
That was April of 2020. We were in two multifamily deals with the money from selling that single family. We joined in maybe the preferred group in maybe November, December of 2019, and then it took us a while to get into a couple of deals. Then I had the heart attack. So I lost 45 pounds and changed my life, changed my eating, worked out.
Let's get to that after the break. We're going to take a short break. Be right back with Jack Hildinger and Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Radio show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here on Tell Del Tuesday is Jack Hildinger. Let's talk now about that heart attack, okay? Because you've worked your way up to this point. You're really starting to get the swing of this real estate investing, and then something like the heart attack comes along, and you know, I could tell you were ready to give me all your physical fitness gains that came after that, and I wanted to get to those. I just had them pegged for later in the show, but if you want to go there right now, we'll go there right now. But before you go to those, let's go to the why. If there's enough why, how is easy, right? So
yes, absolutely.
What did that heart attack mean to you and your wife and your family and your business and your investments?
Well, I was 60 years old. It meant that everything we were building towards potentially was not possible. It was like the draining of my purpose. It frightened her. It spooked me. And this was in the middle of COVID. The doctor told me, the cardiologist told me, if you catch COVID, you will die. You have every single comorbidity that's available. You have it. COVID's going to kill you. I don't want you to go out of your house for 6 weeks when you go home. is that you find a way to get food to show up in your driveway. So I walked from window to window like a caged tiger.
It gave you a lot of time to think.
Yes, it did. And it's a lot of time to work out and a lot of time to eat right and a lot of time to read about eating right and find people that were successful and emulate them as a mentor. And so I lost 45 pounds. My total cholesterol is double digits now, 74. My resting heart rate's 58. My type 2 diabetes is in remission. I wear a 29-inch waistband. That was like the ninth grade for me, Dale.
Yeah, no doubt. How tall are you?
5'7".
And what do you weigh?
150 pounds.
All right, there you go. That is like high school weight. You could be on the wrestling team again. All right, so we did all that. In fact, by the way, just for your own knowledge, that I don't know if you heard this on the radio or not, but I was going through the same thing at the same time. I just gained 40 or 50 pounds to go get in a bodybuilding contest with my daughter, and then all of a sudden COVID came, and I said, whoa. I've got every COVID. I've got the same thing you said. Everything that could be wrong with me was wrong with me. And so I lost 40 pounds that same period right then and there. I said, you know, it just had to come off. Point I'm making here is that, hey, here's two guys that were in this world that had the same problem. We were the people that COVID was going to kill, and we just both made a decision not to let it happen. You had had a heart attack. I had had cancer, you know, and yet here we are today. So that says something about the ability to make choices in life, does it not?
It does. We can make choices that change our future.
And some people don't, and that's really the here and the now of it. You know, some people want everybody else to solve the problems for them, and other people just solve the problems. So you got yourself back in shape. Let's talk about now what that did with your investment theory. Did it change your investment theories at all?
Yes, it made me realize that I don't want to have to depend on my health, although I was going to control what I could regarding my health. But what if I couldn't work? What if I couldn't function? How was that going to affect my income, my ability to provide for my family? So we had started into the multifamily. We decided to accelerate that, but we also bought a place to go. We've been looking at concept of owning a beach house. Someday when we make enough money, someday when we get there, wherever there is, we didn't have an idea yet. And so we aggressively pursued, and we found a wonderful beach house, and we purchased it in September of 2020. And honestly, that beach house represents the cash that we would have put in two deals. And I recognize that, but it's been worth it. We spent 146 days there last year.
Where's the beach house at?
It's on the San Luis Pass. It's front row, and it's on the San Luis Pass. You can look across the inlet, and you can see Galveston, but we're on the next island down, which is Follett's Island. That's a gorgeous place.
So now you're stepping into the concept of it's not the money, it's the lifestyle. What does the quality of lifestyle really mean to you? So that it's no longer the chase of the money, right?
Yes.
It's now, you know, the life. So let's frame this thing a little bit for people, because I got to the point where I decided I wanted to spend a lot of money because I had too much money. So I decided to find something to do, and I bought motorhomes or looked at buying motorhomes, looked at buying boats, looked at buying yachts, you name it, right? Planes, you. And I finally came to the conclusion all that stuff was a pain in the butt, that everything you own, you have to take care of. And then I came upon the idea of buying myself a mansion to live in, and then waking up every single day in a mansion looking at beauty is the greatest thing I've ever done for myself in life. Where you live, where you wake up every day is, in my mind, the most important thing in your life. What do you say?
That's very well spoken. We're on the front row. We see the sunrise over the deck where we have coffee every morning. And my neighbor across the street said, here's what's going to happen. You're going to fill your phone with sunrise pictures. and then you're going to want a bigger phone because you won't want to delete any of them. And he was right.
Yeah, that's funny. Mine is dog pictures. Once you fall in love with something, man, it's amazing how you get – what I'm trying to equate to people out that are listening to this is you pick your spoils, right? Like I'm into music. Well, I know guys that would kill to have the music equipment I have, and I can't even play. But, you know, I have trains. I know people would kill to have the trains I have. They're train freaks. I have tools. I have, you know, a shop. And the point I'm making is it's all of whatever it is. It's like now I got dogs this year. So now whatever it is you're into, my wife's got a grandkid on the way. She's just into that. That's what life really is. It's these little pieces of doing something and having something and living life that really makes it important, doesn't it?
It does. Every day is a blessing, and every day that you can do what you want to do, what makes you happy, where you want to be made happy, is a blessing.
So you diverted a little money and you took that step, and everybody out there, I recommend that you take heed from this conversation between Jack and myself. I, at two or three different places in my life, took a moment out and went and did something that was for me. And it's always been a great experience. When you get done with that, though, or when you've got that, now you've got that house, now you've got that beach house, now you've got that car you want, whatever it is you want, where does the mentality go next? Where did your mentality go for investing after you took a little money out? What are you doing now?
It was time to sell another house and invest more in multifamily. So we did that in late 2021. We sold another single family property and we invested that money in multifamily. And then this year we've sold yet another single family property and we're investing that. I'm halfway there. We netted $200,000 on that sale. I've got $100,000 that's been moved into multifamily and I'm looking for deals for the other $100,000. So we're right back on that path, but we're, I guess, in 10 days, we're going down to the beach for 10 days.
So, I did a radio show, it was about the, you know, the family office and the concept that we throw around here of, hey, you get to that point where all you really do at the end is move money around and try to keep that money, you know, invested the best you possibly can. You're now entering that phase of your investing career. Do you see that?
We are.
Do you see that?
We have picked up that phrase from your training and from your conversations and your podcast, and that's the way we look at it. But our family office seems to be everywhere we go with lifestyles, folks. We all speak the same language. We're speaking that family office language, and it's a blessing to be able to have that interaction with other passive and lead investors with lifestyles.
Very good. Let's take a break, Jack. We'll be right back with Jack Hildinger and the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. Got a question? Call 855-497-4DEL. That's 855-497-4335. Or email Del at askdel@luinc.com.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. With me here today on Tell Del Tuesday is Jack Hildinger out of Dallas, Texas, and we've been following along in his story. Jack, we're at the point now where we want to talk about what's next. What's the future hold for your family?
Well, more multifamily investing, and as the multifamily portion of our assets and wealth grows, it will supplant the single family, and we will transition out of the single family, and we expect to be pretty much 100% multifamily in 3-4 years.
And what is the long-term goals?
The long-term goal is to have enough income that we can do what we want, where we want, how we want, and that we can then teach our children I've got some great kids. Man, my son's a CPA, and he's got a couple rental properties. And my daughter's a veterinarian, and she's married to a chemical engineer. They make a lot of money, but they are grinding themselves up. And so we're hoping to bring them along for the ride so that they can learn this money concept, this concept of making money from your money through real estate, before they get old and broken down like we are.
So would you consider that your give back, or do you have some other ideas of how you're going to fulfill the give back need that we all have?
Oh, I will do and have done things with lifestyles. I encourage people. My give back is to tell people, yeah, you can do it. It's informal at this point. I haven't done anything else. I guess I've done a couple radio shows before. I've done a case study. I think someday maybe I'll do a case study for multifamily, but I don't necessarily, I don't have any interest in being a lead, but I want to do things that help other people achieve what I've achieved. Got a couple friends I'm working on to get them the lifestyles.
Let's ask this question, because I haven't heard anything at all even close to this, so let's just throw it out there and see if it comes up. Was there anybody in your family, your friends, your work acquaintances, that thought you were a little cuckoo for doing all this?
Everybody, except my dad. My dad, who passed away in late 2021, actually late 2020, he was really proud that everyone else in my world thought I was nuts. I still get calls from friends in the industry. Are you happy? Are you making any money? Are you doing okay? And one guy offered to loan me some money if I needed it. I no longer get I no longer get calls for jobs because I closed my LinkedIn account, and I don't respond to headhunters anymore. I had a friend that tried to hire me, and I said, "Look, man, I'm unemployable."
That's amazing.
I'm a better friend than I am employee.
Well, you know, there's a question out there that the whole world's waiting to ask. You know,
okay.
The when E.F. Hutton speaks, everybody listens kind of question.
Yes, yes.
How nicely landscaped are your homes?
The rental properties are not the way I would like the tenants to take care of them because they don't want to water. So that's sad, but my personal home is lovely because I don't care how much water I spend. And we have collectible plants in some of our flower beds that you can't buy.
Wow.
They're not available. They were available years ago, maybe. Maybe they were a trial that came out, and we liked them, but the industry didn't like them. So we have a lot of plants that you just simply couldn't buy. It's kind of cool.
So just to relate with you, one of my many, many hobbies is my 2.5-acre yard, of which, if you come to see it, you might get in on the party I have coming up. I don't know. But if you come to see it, you'll see that I've replanted it 2 or 3 times since I've been here for 10 years. But the last planting was officially we went to the European English garden type look for the whole thing.
Yes.
Because everything froze multiple times here. You know, you say, you can't freeze in Houston. Oh, yeah, they can. And I had a tropical arena of plants, and then it wiped them out 2 times. And I said, that's it, I'm done with that. So we went to this new way. But just, I have to say that the picking of plants and the arranging of plants and the joy of watching them grow and bloom. And
isn't that wonderful?
It's just, you go, how can a big, tough guy like you, Dell, you know, big weightlifter, powerlifter, bodybuilder, boxer, care about flowers? Because I just don't, it's just something about them, man. They really bring a warmness to your heart. It's amazing.
The nice thing about flowers is they make you slow down. They you know, a dog is going to go play with you, right? But the flower, it makes you slow down to appreciate it. And if you will, it'll change you inside.
Yeah. It really does. It's like I said, I can't reiterate enough that the one best thing that I ever bought was to have where, and I've only had two mansions so far. This is the second one. My wife's trying to get me to buy a third one, but is to live in that quality of lifestyle to where every single day it's a quality. You know, you can have a boat, but you don't hardly ever go out there. You can have a plane, you very free fly it, you know, whatever, motorhome, you don't go that often, whatever. But you get up to your house every single day, so it's beautiful. Well, I really appreciate having you on, and really look forward to you getting all the way through this. I'm really glad to see that you made it through the heart attack thing and that you're back on your feet. What are your goals physically now?
Well, physically, I think I'd like to lose another 10 pounds, but my wife says I'm crazy, so I know I'm on the right track. I think if I lost another 10 pounds, I would be lean. And I'm thin, but I'd like to be lean.
All right, well, we'll have to leave with that because we've got to lean this show out. Remember always, not the money, it's the lifestyle. Have a great day.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.